The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, this month's cover features the experimental punk band Shearing Pinks, three dudes who have been an underground Vancouver staple since 2005 and have over 50 releases, big and small, under their belts. Also featured this month are The Bleeding Hearts, who released their debut EP this month, a review on Wim Wenders' latest film, the 3D dance epic Pina, an update on the Rio's ongoing battle to show movies and serve liquor, not to mention a bunch of excellent show and album reviews, and all of your regular features. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Hey, this is CITR 101.9. I'm Arthur Kay here with Inner Journey. This is the inaugural broadcast of this show. So if you're tuning in, you're hearing a brand new show, my show called Inner Journey. I'll be playing some folk and experimental music and some punk music and hopefully some local sounds for you and talking about what it is I'm playing. My regular time is 1 to 2 p.m. on Tuesdays, so I'll be here from 1 to 2. And in general, I'll be trying to bring you something that you haven't heard before. And to begin with, I'm going to play a song by Eric Anderson off, I believe, his first album, which I found on vinyl. It's called Today is the Highway, and it's from the early mid-60s. He was sort of a folk songwriter in his origins, a little bit in the vein of early Bob Dylan, coming from this tradition of, like they mentioned on the back liner notes, Woody Guthrie being an influence and Pete Seeger and people who were drawing from just the well of songs in the North American folk song tradition that, you know, comes a lot from songs that were in the folk tradition in the United Kingdom and things like that. So here's Eric Anderson with a song called Time of My Returning.
The night is a time for my returning. My lover's heartbeat's tunes for him to tell. I nestle up close by for to listen, to know again the things I know so well. For today was a day of a near the highway, of walking unknown streets and strangers' ways. But evening is the time for my returning to the bed where my body longs to lay. Her eyes will lead me off a lonesome trail. Her hands cool my body, hot and weary. She can harbor me before tomorrow's journey, when I face again the storms of another sea. And her skin will be as moist as softened soil, smelling warm as the rain fern in the spring. And a breathing is a waterfall upon me, to make the darkness swim and my body sing. Then love will leap, set the night aflame in. It'll make the rushing rivers for to run. It'll take me to the depth of the deepest ocean, to the place I know where every man comes from. Then she'll leave me by the grassy banks of knowledge, to to the place where the silent waters fall. I can't sink in the quiet, cool and grasses to remember all before the daybreak call. But my head lies weary, dreams now calling. The night is plunging on down slumber's way. The dawn will find my true love lying by me to warm my eyes and greet yet another day.
Doorbell rings.
stupid test. Greet me with banners and balloons, and my hard drive smashed to pieces. Nothing left for me to say when I write my master's thesis. It's all gonna change. When I write my master's thesis.
So that was John K. Sampson with his solo record that just came out. And that was When I Write My Master's Thesis, a sly play on words with Bob Dylan's song from the 70s, When I Paint My Masterpiece? I don't know. It sounds very similar to me. When I Paint My Masterpiece, When I Write My Master's Thesis. I don't know. John K. Sampson, another wordy... Not wordy, that sounds bad. He's a great literate songwriter who I have a small anecdote about that I won't share with you right now because it's lengthy. And yeah, he's was the songwriter for the Weakerthans and a number of albums with them. Now he has this solo LP that has a map of Winnipeg on the cover. It's a nice piece of art. And before that was, at the beginning, Eric Anderson, the Time of My Returning, and a local band, the Shilohs, who were playing around town a lot this past year or so, it seems, a song called The Place That Nobody Knows I Go. And I saw them, they actually shared a bill with my band, Murder Castle, at the Electric Owl during the Music Waste Festival, which happens every year. Last summer, they happened to be on our show. They're more later in the night. It sounds like they cover people like Richard Thompson from the 70s era stuff that he did and things of that nature. They kind of have a nice folk rock thing going and a little bit of a Dan Behar vocal style from whoever's singing for that band. Not too sure about who that is, but hopefully I can find out. And now I would like to play a song that's a live performance by Miss Emily Brown and Hannah Epperson, my neighbor, getting more well-known all the time, looping violinist here accompanying Miss Emily Brown on one of her songs, The Diary of Amy Briggs. Thank you.
goddamn war. Sit in the torchlight, hear the gunfire. I work 6 to 6 and home to a private. He's got a week, won't leave, I don't think I'll survive. Drink a note to order. On my day off, I do the wash in black lead. Today I take the girls to see a show instead. And in the darkness of the Odeon, I let it go. I yell and cry when President Wilson's wife. I reconcile it to the things I am accused of. Stop turning down every man like I am used to. What you need now is a really good bad habit. As the war sister, she's an old hat at it.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We'll be right back. got a little smile in my coffee cup, thinking it's time for a change of luck. Gonna shake a little dust from this heart of mine, gonna listen to the call of courting time. Well, I got a little someone who's been looking at me, can't help but wondering what might be. If I took a little step, if I crossed that line, listen to the call of courting time. Took a little step, if I crossed that line, if I listen to the call of courting time.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Inner Journey, a show mainly comprised of folk, experimental, punk, what have you. My interests, I'm Arthur Kay. And just to mention that CITR 101.9 is a campus and community radio station. So if you're listening, all the people you're listening to are mainly volunteers who... like myself, have some interest in music and want to share that with people who are living within our broadcast range, which could potentially be anywhere in the world since we're streaming online at www.citr.ca. Now, that was Terry Brennan, and he was a Vancouver-based folk musician. That's how I know of him growing up around here. He now lives in Victoria. So if you want to hear him, please take a trip to the island and hear lots of great folk music. I hear it's going on over there on the other side of the water, not that far away, but very different in some ways. Before that, a local band called Capital Six with some people from the band Sun Wizard, namely Malcolm, their lead singer, is also in Sun Wizard. And before that, a song by Miss Emily Brown, performed by herself with some violin by Hannah Epperson. And that song's called The Diary of Amy Briggs. And it was just a live recording that you can find on Vimeo. There's a video of them performing near the Main Street area in a back little overarched kind of plants growing over a side path that's been built between two streets, not quite a sidewalk, just kind of a little shortcut through two roads between Main and Fraser that I often walk through on the way to a bus somewhere. And now I'd like to play a song by Lightning Dust called Never Again. And here it is, off a 7-inch that they have out, a split 7-inch with Hard Drugs.
Never again, my love. Never again, never again, my love. storm that she's in.
I woke myself up to rest my weary head from all the work I'd done in those dreams I had, like weeding the garden all night. It's so hard to weed in the dark moonlight. Almost each night between two and four, she rolls out of bed and onto the floor. And sometimes I have to go in and put her back into her bed again. So maybe this coffee is a bad idea, and maybe this might not work out. But when it's all about now, I woke myself up just to see you sleep, just to hear the quiet, and just to have a look at everything quiet all night. It's so good.
To ask yourself one question: do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Fear not, the Rio lives on. This March at the Rio, catch The Bad Plus live Friday, March 9th at 7 p.m. sharp. From the 10th through the 13th, don't miss People of a Feather, featuring groundbreaking footage from seven winters spent in the Arctic. People of a Feather takes you through time into the world of Inuit on the Belcher Islands in Hudson Bay. This film connects the past, present, and future within the unique cultural relationship between the Inuit and the Eider Duck. Wednesday, March 14th at the Rio, it's the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience at 8 p.m.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the Collar Farm. Another man done gone. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name, I didn't know his name, didn't know his name. He had a long chain on, he had a long chain on, he had a long chain on. How long chain on. They killed another man. They killed another man. They killed another man. They killed another man. killed another man. Another man and gone. Another man and gone. Another man and gone from the county farm. Another man done gone.
That was the powerful voice of Odetta. Folk singer who was one of the original protest singers and members, I guess, of the folk revival that happened in the early 60s, late 50s, that was accompanied by an interest, or renewed interest, greater interest in the music of traditional rural America, in its folk songs, in its blues artists. Many people experienced career revivals at that time, got recorded some more, a lot of great albums were put out, and new artists started to take those forms. Bob Dylan talks about Odetta and being influenced by the rhythm of the way she played and sang in the documentary No Direction Home. And that was a song called Another Mandongong that Nick Cave actually included on a compilation that he got to curate in respect to his musical influences and early influences on the way, I guess, he thought about music or what he had heard that really made an impression on Nick Cave. And then Nick Cave, not Nick Cage. Sorry, I sort of was hearing in my head that I was saying Nick Cage, but I don't think I was. And before that was Julie Doran, a song called Woke Myself Up. I think it's off the record Goodnight Nobody, but I could be mistaken. I was playing it off online. And then Lightning Dust to start that set off with a song called Never Again. Lightning Dust being local members of Black Mountain in a side project form. Not sure where they are now. They might be globally jet-setting. Who knows? And now I'd like to play a song by James Lamb, who is all over the place in many different musical projects, but just released a solo record called Imagineering. And this is a song called Love in the River.
There is love in the river, let it roll over you. There is love in the river, let it roll. There is love in the river, let it roll over you. This I know is true. This I know, oh, is true. There is love in the wind, let it blow through the tree. There is love in the wind, let it blow through the trees. There is love in the wind, let it blow through the trees. Let it go wherever it please. Let it go. Play on in your heart.
love in the river, let it roll. There is love in the river, let it roll. Yes, I know it's true. Yes, I know it's true. Yes, I know. First one in again, with the quiet and the window growing snow. When I hear the furnace rouse itself from its slumber, somehow suddenly I know. My eye stops on one curled up in my lesson plan that I'm just your little ampersand. When your voice springs from the intercom, announcements and reminders and prayer, I remember how you made me feel. I was funny, I was thoughtful, I was rare. But like the jokes about my figure, kids think I don't understand. I know I'm just your little ampersand. After Christmas holiday, never asked to drive me home again. Sometimes in the staff room I catch your eye when why'd it have to end. But I know from how you worry at your wedding band that I'm just your little ampersand. Conjunction after every other end. I was just your little ampersand.
Friday. Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hello Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and dreamy rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's the Shilohs, Hello Moon, and the High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
The song is titled What Those Guys Are Chasing. This is called Fire.
Song Fire, performed by John Ray Fletcher, formerly John Ray Fletcher and the River. I once got kicked out of a John Ray Fletcher gig at the Biltmore for trying to buy a beer with a what turned out to be a $5 bill ripped in half. They kicked me out. So that's the Biltmore for you. Lovely place. And then before that was something folky, I'm sure, that I played. Love in the River by James Lamb. Oh, yeah. Off his new record, Imagineering. And Another Man Done Gone by Odetta. Odetta, sadly deceased, but she lived quite a long life and apparently played the Vancouver Folk Festival sometime in the later years of her life. And so moving from sort of folkier stuff to something a little bit more, noisier, I guess. Here's the Thrashies from Seattle with a song called Penultimate Betrayal off a new LP that we just got in at the station called Space Jam. Here it is.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers! walk amongst the mosses and pines. The moon, she whispers to me.
Interject here and let you know that that's it for me today on my debut show with Inner Journey. I'll be here hopefully every week from 1 to 2 on Tuesday afternoons. Thanks for listening, and go out there and find lots of cool music. Back to Robin Jacobs that you're listening to with her song I'm Brave. Before that was a song that I can't remember what it was. It's gone from my mind. But it'll be podcast later on CITR.ca, so check it out. Peace.
On my shoulder.